a winner. I never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, cause a fever man is in your way. No more tears do we cry, and we have finally dried our eyes. We're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now. We're moving on up.
Good morning, KBLA Talk listeners. And thank you for waking up with Urban Family Focus this morning. If you're listening to this station, you are helping us to make history on the first black-owned talk radio station west of the Mississippi. I'm Reverend Gerald Smith, the life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you once again live from the heartbeat of urban Los Angeles, the KBLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. We want you to join us here every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And we want to say a special thank you to Tavis Smiley and Elston Butler for making it happen here at KBLA Talk Radio. You know, my Aunt Sadie, my Uncle Bubba, and Big Papa, they all told me, said, boy, if you get up early, you will catch a worm. Now I know what they meant by that statement. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand our issues and conditions. The opportunity to share and hear real life stories and on subjects, the resources to help cope with and improve the situation, and the motivation to take necessary steps to enhance your mental, spiritual, and physical life. You know, Urban Family Focus is something that's near and dear to me, of course, and I want to give you just a little background on how this show came to being. You know, when I was a little kid, I was one of those guys that always tried to help everybody. I was the one who broke up all the fights. I was the one who made the decision on which direction we were going to take to the park. You know, I was always seemed to be in the lead in helping somebody solve a problem. In high school, my nickname was Mr. Wizard. They would see me coming and they would say, twizzle, 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 here comes Mr. Wizard. You want to know something? Just ask Gerald. He's got the answer. And as we grew forward and got a little older, you know, I found myself being that guy that was always trying to make other people happy, always trying to service them in some way, give them some reason to laugh or enjoy themselves or just give them my wisdom that I thought I had so much of. And so fast forward as I was about 40 years old when I figured out that life wasn't going in the direction that I always dreamed it was, and I started studying for the ministry and trying to find out what was going on with me and how I can improve my life so I could help improve the lives of other people. And from that came Reverend Gerald. New thought preacher, but one who grew up in that Southern Baptist environment. And in that Southern Baptist environment, when I merged it with that new thought understanding, I became one of those guys who honor and respected all religions. I didn't have a dogma or a creed to give anybody. I was looking at everybody as being equal and looking at everybody as having a right to approach that deity at the level of their own understanding. So in being in the ministry and having all these families come to me with all these various issues and problems, I said, you know, we need to do something to talk about this. We need to do something to give people an opportunity to find out what it is that's going on with them and how we can solve some of these problems in an effective way. And that's where Urban Family Focus comes in. And so we started our mission to put this thing on the air. And thank God for a brother who had the vision and the ingenuity and the experience to make it happen, not just for me, but for everybody that you hear on this station. And so you, the listener, can get an idea to talk to somebody, listen to somebody, and have somebody listen to you, which is the most important thing we do here at KBLA Talk Radio. So that was how we got started with Urban Family Focus. And to take it forward, we want to make sure that we come to you every week with some great guests. And today we have one of the greatest, one of the baddest sisters around, Dr. Gloria Moreau. And when we go forward, we're going to come back and give you a little more about Dr. Moreau and some of the great things that she's doing. And she's going to enlighten us a little bit about these struggles that we've been having pre and post COVID and how we're going to get through this mess that we're in right now. So what we're going to do is keep things going and take a little short time off and come right back.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
The Los Angeles Urban League is proud to be the presenting sponsor of Urban Family Focus. We believe that highlighting issues and solutions that matter most to Black families are significant components of our mission. We are elated to be in partnership with Urban Family Focus to share with KBLA's listeners important information which is vital to our community. Tune in to the Urban Family Focus each Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and we will share with you resourceful ideas, concepts, and strategies that the show's host, Reverend Gerald, and his guests will be discussing. We are encouraged in our centennial year to sponsor a show such as Urban Family Focus. We at the Los Angeles Urban League hope that you will continue to support us, empowering students to dream big and to start their own businesses, to provide education to entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses, and to train job seekers to garner the skills they need to seek new careers and strengthen the voice for equal opportunities in our communities. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as we bring you Urban Family Focus.
Life insurance helps your life's moments live on. State Farm agent Brandon Foster will help you decide which coverage is right for you. Whether you're looking for the affordability of term insurance or need coverage for a specific time frame, contact myagentbfoster.com today. Term life helps with short-term debts. Whole life insurance protects your family's future. And universal life insurance is a permanent policy with flexible premiums and death benefits to help protect your loved ones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Contact myagentbfoster.com today. MyAgentBFoster.com.
The Delta variant is making COVID-19 spread faster and more easily. Variants can be more contagious, aggressive, and deadly. But we know vaccines work. Vaccinated Californians have greater protection against serious illness, hospitalization, and death. We can help stop the spread and end this pandemic. Get vaccinated and wear a mask when it can protect you and others. Find a vaccine near you at myturn.ca.gov. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
and Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HE machine.
Weekdays. Weekends. We've got a lot to talk about. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
This segment of Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Urban Family Focus here on KBLA Talk 1580. We're here with our special guest today, Dr. Gloria Morrow. But before I introduce the doctor, I just want to bring us up to speed a little bit. Last week, we had representatives from NAMI, the National Association of Mental Illness, Urban LA, here in Los Angeles, and Harold Turner, the executive director of NAMI, and Madeline Kyle Brown, who is the chairman of the board of NAMI, invited me to listen in on a Zoom call the other day, and they mentioned something called the Steve Fund. And I don't know if any of you have heard of the Steve Fund, but the Steve Fund is a program that specially addresses high school and college people of color with their mental illness issues. And I was so impressed with the Steve Fund and all the things they were doing. I just wanted to make sure that I shared that with the audience this morning. So just go on the stevefund.org. If you've got a kid who's in college or high school and you think they might be going through some things, they have a wealth of information and resources there for you. So now we're going to introduce our special guests for the day. Dr. Gloria Morrow, the Director of Behavioral Health for Unicare Community Health Center, is one of the nation's leading clinical psychologists, and she also serves as a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant. Dr. Gloria has served her community for many years through clinical services, workshops, and trainings, as psych educational classes to help equip mental health professionals, individuals, and families to be free from mental barriers that prevent them from living their best lives. Dr. Gloria is a highly sought-after speaker, author, playwright, and film writer. She has appeared frequently on CNN. She's appeared on MSNBC, NBC4, Fox News, and of course, she's appeared here on KBLA Talk 1580 with Dominique DePrima. Dr. Gloria has authored several books, and she recently wrote one and published two ebooks entitled Unleash the Secret Weapons to Your Success and COVID-19, Maintaining Positive Emotions During Tough Times. Dr. Gloria hosts her own show, A Brand New Me with Dr. Gloria, every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Daily Motion. And please visit A Brand New Me with DrG.com for more information on Dr. Gloria Morrow. Dr. Gloria, how you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. And anytime I have an opportunity to do something with you, I'm happy.
Oh, me too.
You know, as you know, we did a little something earlier this year, I should say, with BWARP, which stands for Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. And I had you on as a guest speaker on that Zoom call during Minority Health Month. And I think that was back in April, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you and Dr. Zuri Morrell did a fantastic job that day.
Thank you.
And we want our listeners to know that there's another BWARP segment coming up this coming Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can join the Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corps as they present Invest Well and Live Well. Your path to financial liberation continues with BWARP. So don't miss that free Zoom call Wednesday, October 13th at 5 p.m. All you have to do is register at laul.org/BWARP. So Dr. Morrow, give us our audience. I know you've been on this station before, and you're always in the media, and you're always doing something fantastic. Just bring everybody up to speed on the things you've been doing lately and some of the fantastic work that you continue to do in our community.
Well, first, thank you for having me, and thank you to Tabitha Smiley for this wonderful venue. I've been working hard ever since COVID-19. Also, since the murder of George Floyd, I've been having the opportunity to do a lot of diversity, equity, and inclusion work with corporations. And so it's just really been a busy, busy time because, as you know, we are going through probably four major pandemics, not just COVID-19, but, you know, we've got this political chaos, racial injustice, economic distress. And then, of course, people have their own pandemics going on. So it keeps people in my profession very, very busy because a lot of folks are dealing with a lot of stress, anxiety, depression, and my goodness, why wouldn't we? This has been quite a season. So I've been working in that area. And then in the meantime, I've been working on my first film. And so that's been taking up a lot of my energy. And I've just been really grateful. Sometimes when we have a pandemic or have an opportunity to have extra time, because, you know, we've been at home, it has given us some time for creativity.
Right.
And so I want to just put that out as a shout out to folks. You know, I know it seems like this is a never-ending saga, but use this as a time for tooling up your creativity and doing things that you've always wanted to do.
You know, I mentioned that to people when they they start talking about, you know, COVID and how bad it's made things, I said, somebody's getting rich during COVID.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming up with an idea for a new product during COVID. Somebody is writing a book during
Absolutely.
COVID. Somebody's using this opportunity to get deeper within yourself, spend a little more time with yourself, knowing that relationships are very important and probably our most valuable possession. But if you got to stay home by yourself, do something constructive with yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's what I try to get people to do. Now, you mentioned COVID, and we know that no matter what happens in life, and particularly here in these United States, if it's a pandemic or whatever it is, it's going to impact us a little more severely than everybody else. And we know that, you know, because Black families have been impacted disproportionately, they experience more stress than our counterparts. According to the Center of Disease Control, African Americans are less than 13% of the population, but they make up 33% of the COVID cases mm-hmm. that we're facing. You know, and in addition to that, African Americans make up the majority of the essential workforce. So we're more likely to be impacted job wise because of COVID. You know, and these structural conditions exacerbate that what's going on with COVID-19 and the mental health consequences, as you mentioned, the stress, the anxiety, you know, are far more prevalent with us than they are with other folk. So what is it about our position in life? How can we get over this hump? How can we take that next step in getting through this pandemic? And how, in particular, since this is urban family focus, how has this pandemic affected families and particularly couples and their children?
Well, you know, we've never had an equal starting point. If we look at the history of slavery and we look at our history and our trauma that we've experienced, it really helps us to understand why we're probably faring worse than other communities. And when you think about how racism affects us in our mind, body, and spirit, and how it will actually determine how we handle disease, it will impact our immune system. You know, and when you think about COVID-19 that attacks our immune system, it's not a surprise to me that mm-hmm. our community is faring worse in that situation. So I do believe that we have been impacted in a way that has kind of lined up with how we get impacted by everything mm-hmm. because we haven't had an equal starting place. So it just behooves us to really work to become healthy mind, body, and spirit, because we're already at risk. What's happened with families can be both positive and negative. A lot of families have had to be sequestered together, and mm-hmm. that can be a good thing. I see parents are having more time with their children. I see couples having more time together. But if those families are dysfunctional and they're not healthy from the beginning, bringing people together and keeping them together for long periods of time can be problematic. So while we're seeing some great things happening for families, we're also seeing families that are struggling. Domestic violence may be on the rise. You know, our children are out of control because a lot of times we're trying to overcompensate because mm-hmm. they are not able to do what they were doing. And then some of us don't have the skills to work with our kids at home and the resources. So kids are not getting what they normally would get when they do go to school. So now that they're in school, there's been this period, and a lot of schools are not even prepared for them coming back. Mm-hmm. So kids are still struggling. So it's just a time for us to really get serious about becoming healthy in our mind, body, and spirit.
You know, the family dynamic, as you know, has been fractured in our community for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to a conversation that pointed out that even though we get this, I'll call it a bad rap of being, you know, fragmented, no fathers at home, all of this stuff that is said about African Americans, in truth, you know, we've had some strong family connections throughout our history as a people, our history in this country. And a lot of times they get overlooked because they are looking at that Ozzie and Harriet family or that Leave It to Beaver family as what family represents. But mm-hmm. family can be your neighbor. It could be your brother. It could be your cousin. It could be the lady down the street who looks after you when mama goes to work. You know, so I think, you know, when we speak about family and some of the struggles that we may be impacted by, you know, the conditions that some which we had no control over. We've always found a way to get by. We've always found a way to make it through. And to be honest, we've always found a way to be successful and to excel. You know, look at you. You know, I mean, we all came up the same way. You know, we all had people in our family, and that's one of the reasons why Urban Family Focus exists, because I don't know anybody that's not impacted mentally. I don't know anybody, not one family, that doesn't have a mental illness issue within the family, whether they admit it or not, whether they accept it or not, whether they're taking the right steps to deal with it or not. I don't know one family that's not impacted by addiction, be it alcohol, drugs, whatever. You know, we all are in this together, and we need to understand that there's no reason to judge or point fingers. All we have to do is, like we've always done throughout our history, come together. There's somebody in the village who has the help that you need.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is reach out to that somebody in the village.
Yes.
May not be your mama or your daddy or your cousin. It may not even be your pastor, but somebody has the answer that can help you live a more quality life, a better life physically, mentally, and spiritually. And you're one of those somebodies, and that's why I'm glad to have you here with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So what do you think are some of the practice steps that we can do as a community, that we can do as a family to kind of get a better handle on these mental illness issues that we're faced with? And particularly, we'll talk about later on in the program, some ways to erase some of the stigma that's associated with mental illness.
Well, thank you for that good question. And I've been talking a lot about Dr. King's concept. He didn't coin it in the beginning. Dr. Josiah Royce did, but the beloved community is what we should be aspiring to be. And it goes back to what you were saying, you know, where there was a day when if you had a problem in the family or you had a problem in the community, there was someone there that would always be there to help you. And I do think we have to go back to creating those villages again. We have all the resources in the community, but I have to say this, and I hope people are not offended, but sometimes, you know, those of us who have been able to move up the ranks, sometimes we forget about the community. And so we have to be able to go back and join together as a community to help one another. Those of us with specialized skills, we're needed, you know. So what I do, I work every day in an organization, but I have pro bono work that I do in my community because I know everybody can't pay my fees. Everybody can't even pay a copay.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to help people to get those services met. So I do think those of us that have these specialized services have to be willing to share in the community. And trust me, you know, God continues to bless me nonetheless. So I think that's one of the things that we have to do is really go back and redefine what community should look like and what that really means, and then start doing that work to build that beloved community so that all of our community members feel included and feel respected and valued, and that we're there to help people in the community.
You know, I'm glad you said that, and that's one of the beauties of KBLA Talk 1580 is that we can talk about each other, we can talk to each other, and we can tell the truth, you know. And if because if you really think about it, we're always complaining about resources and why can't we have this and why can't we have that? Why don't we own more property? Why don't we have more banks? Why don't we have? I believe that we have everything we need as a people right now.
Yes.
If you just took 10% of the movie stars and athletes and all these people making these bazillions of dollars a game, to play a game, if 10% of that revenue went into the right fund and collectively gained some interest over a number of years, we could educate all our children. We can provide low interest loans for people to buy homes. We could do everything we need to do for ourselves right now today if we came together as a family, if we came together as a people, and if those of us who have took the road that the person that they worship took, and that's to make sure that they reached out and helped somebody else. They can't spend it all. You don't need it all. So why not use it to uplift a people in particular your own.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Moreau. Doctor, because you mentioned some books and some movies and some things that you've been working on, and we want to give you an opportunity to get into some of those things, because I know they're going to be fantastic. I know they're going to help some folks and inspire some folks to step forward and do the best they can to live the best life that they can. So I'm very much looking forward to getting into those things. We know where we are. We know what we've been doing. We know the issues that we're facing. But it's time for us to start looking at some solutions, and the first place to look is within each and every one of us. So we're going to take a little time to deal with some news and some traffic and things like that. And when we come forward, we're going to come back with Dr. Gloria Morrow, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about some of this exciting stuff that she's written and some of the things that she's planning in the future.
Here's something that you never had, slidin' on an oily rag. The price is right up on the tag. I put in a brand new bag. This thing will let you be yourself and won't offend nobody else. Nothing like you ever saw, and it's not against the law. Why don't you check out your life? Been with you all the time. Why don't you check out?
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The officer involved in the shooting of a Black Wisconsin man last year will not face federal criminal civil rights charges. The Department of Justice says there's not enough evidence to prove Kenosha police officer Rustin Shinsky, who is white, violated Jacob Blake's civil rights. Video of the August 2020 incident shows Blake trying to get back into the driver's seat as Shinsky grabs him by the shirt and shoots him in the back several times. Blake's injuries left him paralyzed. A ship's anchor is the prime suspect in the Southern California oil spill. The damaged pipe was encased in concrete, which is now gone, and there's marine growth on the pipe itself. Happy birthday to reggae singer Eni Kamoze. He turned 64. He's best known for the 1995 hit, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. That's the latest. I'm Tanita. From your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up. If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics, hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing. History and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Genesee Center is a nonprofit domestic violence intervention and prevention organization with a mission to provide trauma-informed, culturally responsive, comprehensive services to survivors and families impacted by domestic and sexual violence. Genesee Center has a vision for healthy and safe communities free of violence. If you or someone you know need help, reach out to the Genesee Hotline at 800-479-7328, available 24/7. That's 800-479-7328. If you'd like to volunteer or support the work of Genesee Center with charitable giving, visit genesee.org. That's Jenesse.org. The Genesee Center has been doing the work for 40 years. They know how to help you and how to help you help others to be safe from domestic and sexual violence. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Introducing Quality One Janitorial Cleaning Services. We're obsessed with cleanliness. We clean everything. Schools, churches, buildings, business offices, hospitals, medical and dental offices, and of course, residential. We deep clean, we disinfect, we sanitize. I'm talking grout, driveways, showers, power washing, even graffiti removal. Call us at 310-817-5735. And yes, we follow all CDC COVID-19 guidelines. 310-817-5735. Or go to our website, quality1cs.com, for a custom quote. That's QUALITY, the number 1cs.com. We're a mother-daughter-owned business, so you know we mean business when it comes to cleaning. Visit quality1cs.com. We clean almost everything, so you don't have to. That's Quality One Janitorial Cleaning Services. Check out our website at quality1cs.com. Or give us a call now at 310-817-5735.
Drake Law Firm, 844-51-DRAKE. You know, choosing a law firm to represent you when you're injured in a slip and fall, personal injury, or auto accident is the most important thing you will ever do. I'm Don Amici for Drake Law Firm at 844-51-DRAKE. I remember years ago when I got into an accident. Car sideswiped me out of nowhere. I was shaking, didn't know what to do. I had people coming at me left and right. Let me fix your car. Let me tow your car. Let me settle this case for you. See my doctor. All this noise was coming at me, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know if I was okay. But there was one person that did know what to do. The Drake Law Firm at 844-51-DRAKE. They made all that noise go away so that I could focus on me, my health, and my life. The most important thing you can do when you are injured in an accident is call the Drake Law Firm at 844-51-DRAKE. They're like the U.S. military when dealing with the insurance companies. Submit or be destroyed. And their network of medical professionals will make sure you're back on your feet in no time. The Drake Law Firm, 844-51-DRAKE. 844-51-DRAKE. It's the peace for me.
As a new State Farm customer, you may be eligible for one or more of the many auto insurance discounts State Farm offers. Contact State Farm agent Brandon Foster at myagentbfoster.com. Again, myagentbfoster.com. Teen driver? Good student. You're a safe driver. Rent cars? Or do you use your personal car to drive for a ride-sharing company like Uber or Lyft? Make sure you're protected with State Farm and contact Brandon Foster at myagentbfoster.com. Contact today and use the promo code KBLA and save money with auto insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program returns Wednesday, October 13th at 5 p.m. Join the Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation as they present Invest Well and Live Well. Do you want to have a resourceful financial life? This free webinar will help you gain valuable strategies for financial liberation. Featured presenters are Joe Haywood, President and CEO of Haywood & Associates, and Justin Lacey, VP Wealth Management at Merrill Lynch. Prepare to invest in yourself, family, and community. Learn ways to make your money work for you. Register today at laul.org/BWAARP for this free Zoom workshop and change your financial life for the better. Your path to financial liberation continues with BWARP, BWAARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, Wednesday, October 13th at 5 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus here on KBLA Talk 1580. We're having a conversation this morning with one of my favorite people in the whole wide world,
wow.
Dr. Gloria Monroe.
I love it.
You know, and we're talking about, you know, how COVID has impacted us. And this is an ongoing conversation. Some of you may say, when are we going to stop talking about COVID? Probably never. Because there's always going to be issues. There's always going to be, as Dr. Moreau told us earlier, there's always a pandemic in your life. It may take on a different, it may look different, it may feel different, it may even sound different. But if you think issues are going somewhere, think again. You're going
to
always have issues. But the beauty of issues is whenever there is an issue, it's going to cause you to pay a little more attention to yourself. It's going to cause you to pay a little more attention to your environment, to your community, to your family. You're going to have to look a little deeper within your own mind and your own heart to figure out, how am I going to move through this situation and establish something positive in my life and keep things moving in the direction that I want them to be. I see myself a certain way. To get there, you got to change the way you think, change what you say, and change what you do.
That's
and
right.
That's why we're here with Dr. Gloria this morning, so we could talk about some of those things. You know, whenever we have a mental illness conversation, Dr. Gloria, that word stigma comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all the things you mentioned earlier, because of how we had to cope with all the injustice and men not being able to be men and women having a fear of their families being separated from them, all these things that have been embedded in us deeply throughout the years cause us not to want to accept certain things, even though we may be staring them right in the faces, as they say. You know, black men, very few places they could be a man. So they don't hurt. They don't get hurt. They don't need to go to the doctor. And ain't nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the typical story that we get. And sometimes mothers and, you know, being mothers and having that motherly instinct, ain't nothing wrong with my baby. It's something wrong with my baby. That means there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we see what's happening. We try to figure it out on our own, or we try to figure that it's going to go away. They're going to grow out of it. All of these things go through our mind. And in our community, we have to look at, a lot of people figure that the church can solve every problem.
Right.
You know, and I'm one who believes miracles do happen. I believe that God can do anything, but I believe that faith without works is dead as well. And I believe that there's a scientific thing that can be brought into play with religion, you know, or whatever your religion happens to be, to help you get to the place you want to go. We were having a discussion during the break about Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther King said something that I like to repeat. It says, science gives man knowledge, which is power. Religion gives man wisdom, which is control. Science deals mainly with facts. Religion deals mainly with values. The two are not rivals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he had to say.
Right.
So, you know, far as the stigma goes, give us a little background on how people can get together as a community, be it in a group session, be it in an individual session, and figure out how they can get past, you know, just like those who don't want to take the vaccine, how they can get past the issue of what other people think of them and get the help that they need for their family.
Well, I think it's more than that. I think it's also the fear mm-hmm. that somebody is going to do something to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we look at the Tuskegee syphilis experiment and mm-hmm. we look at the work that Dr. Joy DeGruy has taught us about post-traumatic slave syndrome, and we think about all of the atrocities, that's enough there to make people feel very suspicious about getting help. But then on the other side, we have our own help-seeking issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught in the church that if you just pray,
mm-hmm.
You can overcome anything. We've also been taught that if you have mental illnesses, that's a sign that sin is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that from your leaders that you respect, sometimes that will make you not want to get help. And then we've always said, ooh, Uncle Bobo sure is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to have to deal with our mental health issues. So we're going to have to speak truth to power. We're going to have to be really real about us not being okay. You know, it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there and not acknowledge it. So when you know that you are not eating, or eating too much, or you're sleeping too much, sleeping too little, you aren't able to reach goals, you aren't able to have good interpersonal relationships, something is wrong. And you have to begin to say, you know, something is wrong with me, and I need to get help. And that's the first acknowledgement that everyone must do in order to get the help they need. And I want to change that. Something's not wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be dealing with some issues that are bigger than you can handle on your own.
I would echo that, and I know in my day-to-day of doing a lot of addiction counseling, a lot of marriage counseling, a lot of grief counseling, and particularly when it comes to the issue of addiction and mental illness, I stress to folks, you're no different from anybody else.
Right, right.
There is nobody that you know that does not have times of depression or times of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It may be at a level that doesn't need medication, but they still have to deal with it. There's nothing out there that we're exempt from.
Mm-hmm.
So why look at yourself as being less than because you have a diagnosis? The other populations don't look at themselves that way. They go to the therapist just like they go to like you and I go to lunch.
Yeah, but they don't see it as a disease.
Exactly.
And so when you think about depression and anxiety, these are diseases just like hypertension or other diseases. And we'll go to the medical doctor, and sometimes not fast enough.
Right,
but
now,
we'll go to the medical doctor, but it's very difficult for us to go to see a mental health professional because that implies that I'm crazy.
It's exactly. And if I'm crazy, you know, then so is everybody else in my family. And I don't want to bring shame on my family or disgrace to myself. But if we can just open ourselves up and understand that, and that's another way, opportunity that the church has.
Absolutely.
Is to explain to people that, you know, there some of the most famous people in the world are dealing with the same issues we're dealing with. The only difference between us and them is they may have more resources to address the situation and they know where to go to get the help. But now in today's environment, we have organizations like NAMI and other places where there's someplace you can start to get the information that you need.
Right.
But you got to start with yourself and say, if you don't accept the situation, there's nothing you can do about the situation.
But not only that, we have people who are struggling with mental health challenges in the church, from the leader all the way to the door.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody's exempt. And
no.
That's why we're all in this together. And that's why we need to stop looking at mental illness differently than we look at diabetes and high blood pressure and all the other things that we have to deal with. Because the brain controls it all.
Right.
And there are trillions of cells going on. So if we're going to pay attention to our sore ankle, you know, if that gout's bothering you, what about what's going on within in your mind? How about
Absolutely.
Getting some adjustments there? And there are professionals like yourself and medications that can help us do that. So we're going to keep moving forward here and take a little opportunity to let some of our sponsors speak. And then we're going to be back with Dr. Gloria Moreau on KBLA Talk 1580.
We know you have options, but thank you for making the best choice. The only station in LA of the people, by the people, for the people. We are unapologetically progressive. KBLA Talk 1580. Stay tuned.
Black educators meet to discuss the community's hesitance surrounding Newsom's vaccine mandate. This is your K-Black Minute. I'm Maisha Cairo with the latest from CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. The COVID-19 pandemic continues with Black Californians still lagging on being fully vaccinated. Across California's 58 counties, about 60% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated. Black people account for about 5.8% of California's population, and 4% of them have been vaccinated. Newsom signed an executive order late last month to extend telehealth services. Then, last week, the governor also made vaccines mandatory for all students at public and private schools. California's vaccination mandate went into effect for students grades 7 through 12 only one semester after the FDA approved the vaccine for children 12 and older. I'm Maisha Cairo with your K-Black Minute from CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is proud to be the presenting sponsor of Urban Family Focus. We believe that highlighting issues and solutions that matter most to Black families are significant components of our mission. We are elated to be in partnership with Urban Family Focus to share with KBLA's listeners important information which is vital to our community. Tune in to the Urban Family Focus each Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and we will share with you resourceful ideas, content, concepts and strategies that the show's host, Reverend Gerald, and his guests will be discussing. We are encouraged in our centennial year to sponsor a show such as Urban Family Focus. We at the Los Angeles Urban League hope that you will continue to support us, empowering students to dream big and to start their own businesses, to provide education to entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses, and to train job seekers to garner the skills they need to seek new careers and strengthen the voice for equal opportunities in our communities. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as we bring you Urban Family Focus.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
and Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HMC.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
We're back on Urban Family Focus, KBLA Talk 1580 with Dr. Gloria Moreau, one of the foremost psychologists in these United States of America. And we are so happy to have you with us this morning. We've been talking a little bit about mental illness and how COVID has impacted us. We've touched on stigma. And I know that you've written some things that address both of those issues. So let's talk just a little bit about those books that you've written, Maintaining Positive Emotions During Tough Times, and also the secret weapons to your success.
Well, I have been really blessed during this season, and I know that people have died, people are still sick, and so my heart goes out to everyone who has struggled in this time. But I decided to use this as a time for helping people, and one of the things I did was wrote an ebook entitled COVID-19, Maintaining Positive Emotions During Tough Times, and that is to help people to learn how to pull up their inner sources in a positive way so that they can overcome what needs to happen while we're going through such a horrible time. And then I've just written books I've loved to write all my life. And so a couple of the books I've written, Too Broken to Be Fixed, A Spiritual Guide to Inner Healing. And then one of the books I love is The Things That Make Men Cry.
Let me back up now. Yeah. Hold up.
Yeah, I also wrote the stage play along with that. And so, you know, it's just been a blessing to use those venues as opportunities for healing. And so I'm hopeful that people will get up and get moving. I know things look tough. We've been through a rough time, but there are things that we can do to survive in a greater way.
And those materials are available on Amazon.
Go to Amazon, or they can go to my website, GloriaMorrow.com, and order those books.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you took the time to use that time to do something positive. I got to tell the truth. I decided I would take some time and do a little writing myself. And I was cooking there for a minute. And all of a sudden, I found a reason to be too busy to do what I knew I wanted to do. And I kind of backed off. But I'm going to get back on it because I have some words I want to share with folks as well.
Yes.
But you know how it is sometimes. You got too much to do. And all of a sudden, the time to do it goes away.
Yes.
You know, but Dr. Moreau, we really appreciate you taking this time to be with us today. You know, and we're gonna get to talk to you just a little bit more in just a few more minutes. So we're gonna move into our next segment right after these words from some folk that got some information for us. And after this information, we're gonna come back and close things out. And want you to give our audience one of those pearls, one of those jewels, one of those nuggets that you drop on folk in order for them to get their lives together and live the best life possible.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
You took an antacid, and now your frequent heartburn's back. Stop heartburn before it begins with Prilosec OTC. Its unique delayed-release formula blocks heartburn at the source for 24 hours, so you can extinguish heartburn before it starts. Make the switch to Prilosec OTC today and live heartburn-free. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Still looking for that one special voice that makes you fall in love? With podcasts, the one is out there and free on Spotify. With over 2 million shows and today's most talked about podcasts, Spotify is the best place to find that one special show that makes you laugh, keeps you interested, and keeps you listening for more. Whatever you're into, get way more into it with a podcast. Find the one you've been listening for right now, free on Spotify.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. There's a community organization and a calling, a place and a purpose for everyone. The NAACP is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the United States. There are local chapters in cities nationwide, along with a powerful national network. The NAACP strives to disrupt inequality, dismantle racism, and accelerate change in areas including criminal justice, healthcare, education, climate, and the economy. They offer scholarships, internships, resource libraries, grants, training and workshops, legislative report cards, and more. The NAACP has an undeniable record of wins on civil rights and social justice as they work to make racial equity a reality. To join a community of over 2 million activists across the nation, visit NAACP.org or check local listings for a chapter near you. Remember, our impact is greater when we connect with an organization. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580. Whoa.
Life insurance helps your life's moments live on. State Farm agent Brandon Foster will help you decide which coverage is right for you. Whether you're looking for the affordability of term insurance or need coverage for a specific time frame, contact myagentbfoster.com today. Term life helps with short-term debts. Whole life insurance protects your family's future. And universal life insurance is a permanent policy with flexible premiums and death benefits to help protect your loved ones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Contact myagentbfoster.com today. MyAgentBFoster.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program returns Wednesday, October 13th at 5 p.m. Join the Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation as they present Invest Well and Live Well. Your path to financial liberation continues with BWAARP, BWARP. Don't miss the free Zoom webinar Wednesday, October 13th at 5 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
We're back on Urban Family Focus with our guest, special guest, I should say, this morning, Dr. Gloria Moreau. We've had a brisk conversation about how COVID has impacted us mentally, some of the things that we deal with as a people that have caused us to work just a little harder to get the help that we need, to do a little more research, do a little more outreach. Things don't come to us easy, but they do come. So, Dr. Moreau, we only have a few more minutes together, but just tell us where do we go from here? What are the next steps that we need to take as an urban community, as an urban family, to better understand and deal with the mental issues that we come in contact with?
Well, I think we have to reflect on the past. We have to think about what we've been through for the past couple of years and then start developing strategies for building ourselves up and building our communities up. You know, one of the things that I do routinely, I keep a gratitude list. I want to make sure I'm being grateful for everything. And I would like to encourage all the listeners to make your list so that you will be able to get through this time in a better way.
Dr. Gloria, you know how happy I am. Always good to see you, and I'm glad that you're able to take some time to spend with us today. And I know that our listeners got some nuggets of information that's going to help them make a decision to do what it is they need to do to live the best life they possibly can. And I know my goal every morning when I get up is to do something to enhance my life mentally, physically and spiritually, and as soon as I get that accomplished, the next step is to help somebody else do the exact same thing. And I know you're on point with that, and because I've talked to you enough, I've read some of your stuff, and so we both are in lockstep as it pertains to that, and so is everybody here at KBLA Talk 1580. We're here to help our community and help each other get through whatever it is that we need to get through. So I just want to say that I'm Reverend Gerald Smith, and you're invited to join us each week here on Urban Family Focus every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And when we get out of here today, next up will be Black Lives Matter, and our guest next week will be the one and only Michael Lawson, president and CEO of the Los Angeles Urban League, will be in. We're here with us next week to talk about all the great things that the Los Angeles Urban League is doing in our community and some of the things that they have planned for their centennial celebration this year. So thank you, Dr. Gloria, for being here with us, and thank all of you for listening.